DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
So I just turned 24 this year, so I'm almost to the 25, you know, like the quarter life crisis period before it all goes.
Are you scheduling that? I got my quarter life crisis next year. It's going to keep me pretty busy.
I'm getting prepared. Anyways.
How did we define quarter life crisis? Like exactly what a woman goes through is what? Is this like feeling like she's not supposed to be?
Like you're supposed to be somewhere
more advanced than you are.
But yeah, of course, everyone prepares for their quarter life crisis. But in conversation with somebody who was actually a woman in her 30s, we were talking about traveling and like seeing the world and where we would go and what we would do. And she was like, well, if I was in my 20s still, I would definitely live in a country for over a month and just visit somewhere else. So I was like, I got to thinking, well, I'm in my 20s now, but it's going to be 5.5 years until I turn 30. And then 30, I mean, that's when you like start settling down and you want to.
So you're washed up. I mean, that's where the party
ends.
Well,
you want to start settling down and, like, figuring out, like, home stuff, and you're going to be, like, more solid and grounded in one location for a while. So I was like, I need a bucket list of things to do before I turn 30 so I don't have these regrets of somebody maybe in their 30s who can't do all the fun stuff while you're in your 20s and why you're supposed to be single and all this fun stuff now before I turn 30. I know it's 5.5 years away, but I mean, like, living in a country for
now.
A month. I might as well start something now.
Yeah, I understand it.
All right, so
I like that idea.
Your pre-30 bucket list, the things that you need to do
before you turn
30. 404-741-Q100. I had written down travel, but that one's taken care of. I love that idea of living in a place. Mm-hmm. It's so much different than traveling in a place.
Yeah.
I think that's a great one right there.
She said that's the one thing that she regretted because you don't know the type of people you'll meet. You'll never get to do it in your 30s because she was married. I mean, she's married. She lives in a house that has kids. So, I mean, she can't do that now. It's not feasible.
I agree with that, though. Katie and I have talked about that before. Like, what advice would we give, like, kids or whatever? And it's definitely got to travel, you know, a lot before you get older. It's something we didn't do.
Date some guys that you would normally never date.
Like...
How about the Boosh community?
Well, how about just date some guys?
Well, no, you got to date a bad boy.
That's been pretty.
You got to date a bad boy.
No,
that's
she already did that.
Likes. She
already been there, done
nice
that.
Nice guy.
I don't think.
Has she really dated a bad boy or just like Boosh boy? There's difference.
Well, we've already had the Antichrist. We don't need another one of those.
Yeah.
He was a bad Boosh.
I was going to say do a Vegas trip with a bunch of girlfriends. Mm.
Vegas trip. I have not done that. I have never been to Vegas. I know everyone. I've never been to Vegas before at all.
I'd
yeah,
say
it
even,
needs to be like a 3-day, 4-day weekend with your girlfriends. Just go for it. And that includes everything from like shopping for something in Vegas that you shouldn't spend money on, like really expensive shoes, to staying out and up for 48 hours straight, like all of that.
So just make it like crazy party weekend, go lush style and overspend.
I would take it one step further than that. I'd start to establish a girls' weekend now.
Okay.
So the same group of girls throughout the years go for like a week or a couple of days. So that way when you are 30 or whatever and you are starting to settle down, you still have time for yourself and your girlfriends for at least one time each and every year.
So establish it now, do it every year, and then when I'm continuing in my 30s,
keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
Shouldn't you have those, right? With your your camper girls.
Yes, with my friends that I met when I went to summer camp. We've been friends since like sixth grade, and we get together every single year.
That is, that would be a cool one to invest in, because I have a guy buddy who has a Vegas trip every other year.
That's
and
cool.
I mean, it's hardcore. Like, nobody misses it. They schedule it. If there's somebody who's pregnant, whose wife is pregnant in the bunch, they will adjust the trip so that it's, you know, enough months on either side of the delivery so it doesn't, so that person can go.
That's cool.
Yancey, are you 30 years old yet?
I'm not, but I have two that I think you should add.
Okay. Intern Yancey's at Mike Music here. What's got to be on Wendy's bucket list, her pre-30 bucket list?
Bigger than travel, you've got to add to see the 7 world wonders. I think that's an important one.
World
Everyone
wonders are
needs
boring.
To see
Boy, most people want to do that in their whole life. You're saying you got to get this in 5 years,
girl.
30.
Oh,
well,
gosh,
I think that's definitely something. Not only will it help with the travel thing, the travel theme, if you will, but it's something that it becomes such a life-changing experience. Like, I've seen 3 of them, and it's just a holistic, different experience. So I think once you see those 7 sites, it really gives you perspective for starting from 30 on.
Which ones have you been to?
I've seen the Hanging Gardens.
Where's that?
Conyers.
You mean a botanical garden?
Right? No, it's...
See, now, actually, Yancey's proving my point.
It's in Iraq, but it was Babylon.
It was Babylon.
Okay.
That's why I always remember it as Babylon.
Okay.
Then... Let's see. I'm trying to.
I feel like
the
this is
I've
who
seen.
Wants who wants to be a millionaire. You're like you need a lifeline.
No, I can't. I'm trying to remember.
They made that big of an impression on you.
Yeah, they can't be that big of a life changing.
I should take that one off.
I saw Machu Picchu, but
I
don't.
It's okay.
I saw Machu Picchu, but it's one of those things where there are so many things, like the Taj Mahal and Machu Picchu were the other two.
Okay.
But it's one of those things where I cannot remember if you guys count them as world wonders, because I was so impressed and I was so marked by the trip that it's that important to me.
Mm-hmm. Claremont Lounge is one of them.
Okay, so I like Yancey's rule.
I can check.
Go see Yancey. Go see 7 things that you really like, and then just call them world wonders. And then tell people you've seen the 7 world wonders, because in your mind they're big,
because most people don't know what those 7 are.
It's like Bert's like, yeah, you know what? I remember I went to the first vision world wonder.
What was your second suggestion? Did you say it to him?
My second suggestion was going to be to learn a skill that you would never have considered otherwise. Like, I took up blacksmithing as a hobby a year and a half
idea.
Ago.
That's a good one.
And it was just a random thing that I'd never had a chance to, and it's such a weird community, you never would have tried it otherwise. But go ahead and try it.
It is random, dude.
Being a blacksmith. Yeah, no, I think I think that's a great suggestion.
And she tries it, like, maybe not calling people when you're drunk. There's something you're... You
haven't
can't.
Done that
this
this
is not in a while.
Insulting Wendy time.
Hello, Lindsay. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was going to tell Wendy she should take a vacation by herself.
Mm-hmm. I've never done that before. I've never been really anywhere by myself.
Start
alone.
Small, you know, like Miami, and then work your way from there.
Miami
exactly.
Could cause trouble.
You'll never know who you meet. Bring some books, pamper yourself, go places you wouldn't normally go, enjoy the food without having conversation, and you might meet someone you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, and it could just be random, because like there was one time when Tennessee went to the Cotton Bowl, so we're going to Cotton Bowl in Dallas, and everybody else bailed because I was the only one with a ticket. I said, you know, screw it, I'm going to do it anyway. So
that's
I went
cool.
to Dallas by myself and hung
that's
out
awesome.
With some of the Tennessee people down there. Didn't know a soul there, but and it was a good weekend.
I've done 2 of those, and it definitely is life changing.
Definitely need to plan that one.
Yeah. It helps you get in touch with what's inside your head, you know?
And you're never truly alone anymore once you have Facebook. Hey, Ricky, good morning.
Say
you're
that?
On Q100.
Hey, how are you all?
Good.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm super fantastic. No worries today.
Awesome. What's up?
I say she's got to go to Burning Man before she turns 30.
Burning Man.
That's something I want to do.
What is that?
It's a big festival out in the desert outside of Reno in Nevada. It's kind of it's huge in San Francisco. I moved to Atlanta from San Francisco. And 30,000 people converge in the desert and have this huge, they kind of create a city. And it's 30,000 people dancing, loving, and just being kind to each other. And there's no violence. There's a lot of extracurricular
activities.
I've been sober 20 years. I went with my fiance and now my wife, and before we had kids, and it was an amazing experience.
You probably heard about it this year because Adam Lambert, that's where he was when he decided to try it for American Idol.
Oh,
when he
really?
Was trying to make a change in his life. He was at the Burning Man.
Yeah, it's about perfect. Like sending things up into the fire, too. So a lot of people bring a lot of stuff that they want to let go of
and just burn.
Put it in the fire.
It's a great idea. There's a lot of burning going on that weekend.
Appreciating nature is what we call it.
Hey, JP, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. When I was 19, myself and three friends rented a motorhome for 31 days and went out west. Just took our time, went to Mexico, went to Vegas, hit San Diego, L.A., just traveled all up the Pacific Coast Highway, went back to Vegas. We had the best trip. Cost us about $2,000 each. It was a budget trip, but it's something you'll remember the rest of your life.
Yeah, most of these are travel-based. Like mm-hmm. Safari, some mm-hmm. are saying they're more about the RV, go and travel that way also.
I don't know how brave you're feeling, but you could go outside the perimeter.
I mean, I used to live outside the perimeter. I'm good staying inside for a little while.
You didn't like it out there?
No, it's not bad.
Lie.
It's not bad.
Where did you grow up? In Grayson?
I grew up in Grayson, Georgia. No, I love Grayson, Georgia, actually. It's a small town.
Hey, Amanda, good morning.
Go Owls.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good.
Rams.
Well, I got a suggestion. I'm actually 23, and I've done a lot of the things on that list already, so I feel like I'm doing pretty good. But the next thing on my list is going to be to learn a new language.
Learn a language.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Kind of along the same lines as the skill.
And you could actually use that in the travel in your the country that you're traveling in.
What about skydiving?
Ooh, that's a good one, too. I just don't want to have any regrets. I want to be able to live life while I'm single, since I am single, as much as possible.
You just had to throw that in there.
I know.
Yeah.
Just in case you were listening.
I'm single.
She threw that in there.
She threw that in there just like that last caller threw in. Well, I'm 23 and I've done most everything, but I just wanted to let you know that I'm better than you and I'm younger than you, but
I've done it all
and I'm 23.
The Burt Show.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.